Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's the word, y'all? What's going on? How y'all feeling? Welcome back to the pod. This is the Wrestling Takeover. This is Wednesday, November 15, 2023. I got a lot of topics that I want to talk about today. You guys have seemed to enjoyed the first one. And instead of me just talking about the news flat out, I'm going to kind of do a little both. I'll talk about some news, but I also will talk about just some topics that have been really going on recently in the world of pro wrestling and some things that I just kind of want to get off my chest. You know what I mean? I have this big platform, the podcast, and I'm able to go as long as I want. So I'm going to start kind of incorporating that and doing more of these moving forward topical discussions. I want to bring y'all a lot of topical discussions. I feel like I do that already, but I feel like I want to do more of that. So this past episode, the new one that I recently put out on Sunday, you guys seem to enjoy it. So I really want to continue that. Kind of want to be have it be kind of a regular basis. So if you guys didn't, you know, get an opportunity to go check it out, the new recent episode where I talked about some news, but other things were just topics going on in pro wrestling. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, and how the rumors saying that Bianca Belair might be having Becky Lynch as her last teammate for Survivor Series next weekend. So stay tapped for that, man. I talked about it. I also talked about Tony Khan in the women's division. Listen, it's all love. It's all love. I love Tony Khan. I just feel like he really needs to start making the women's division a prominent. And I mean, Triple H is doing it. Shawn Michaels is doing it. So why can't you, TK? So I talked about that, gave my thoughts on it. I talked about Mercedes Moné and if the plan is for her to come in, if it's next weekend or whenever the case might be. Maybe she goes back to WWE. We don't know. There was a video going on with Mercedes that I want to talk about, which I will get to. I have a couple audio clips that I want to give y'all a chance to listen to, and then I'm going to kind of respond to the audio clips. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Just good topic of discussions that I want to consistently start doing more because, again, I don't really put a lot of episodes out, but I'm one of those type of guys that when I put an episode out, I really want to, you know, make it important. That's how I look at it. So that's what we're going to start doing, man. I'm going to start incorporating the news, like I said, and also topics that I, you know, want to talk about and get off my chest. So we're going to be doing that more often. I appreciate the support. Be sure to tap in. Y'all know the fucking vibes. Be sure to tap in on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover. The growth on TikTok has been tremendous. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love on Twitter. I appreciate the love on IG. So if y'all want to continue to show me and The Wrestling Takeover some love, let's fucking do it, man. Join the family and let's keep working hard. Let's keep working hard. Because you can't go nowhere without hard work. And what I ultimately want to do in this business, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to just keep putting in that work, put my head down and do what I do best, man. So that's that. Let's get right into the quote unquote news here. And I'm actually going to start off with Mercedes. Start off with Mercedes Moné. She discussed about her wrestling return in 2024 on a cameo. Now, before I click the link, it's crazy. Do y'all believe her? First and foremost, do y'all believe Mercedes is actually not going to be returning to pro wrestling until 2024? I love my girl, man. I want to believe her, but there's a part of me that feels like there's a slight chance she might appear next Saturday at Full Gear. We'll see. I will give you guys my actual predictions on Full Gear in a little bit, but I want to play this audio clip because I want to hear how convincing Mercedes really is. So let's play the clip.
I cannot wait to return back into a ring. So definitely expect me to be with some wrestling company in 2024 for sure. I cannot wait to be back in that square circle. It's where I feel the most home. It's where I feel alive. And I just can't wait to be back because I've been just healing everything mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. So I'm really excited to get back to what I love and what I do best. And
all right, guys. Up to you. You believe her? You don't believe her? Let me know how y'all feeling. She sounds genuine in that. I do want to believe her. In 2024, Mercedes Moné returns back to the square circle. 2024, though, that's real interesting. You know, we got the Royal Rumble in 2024. She just got done saying a long time ago, a couple months ago, she was on an interview and she was talking about Full Gear, right? AEW. And the host actually asked Mercedes point blank and flat out, are you going to appear at a show called Full Gear in Los Angeles? Los Angeles. And Mercedes said, well, if we have time to. She has so much time on her hands. She's not able to do a lot of stuff. She has a lot of projects going on. And she pretty much said, if the check clears, we could do it, because her gimmick is, you know, the blueprint. Money. So she's all about the cash money. So if the money's right, she'll pop up. If not, I don't know. There's a part of me that does believe she's going to appear at Full Gear. There's another part of me that thinks she's holding out and she's already or soon to talk to Triple H and his team about returning to WWE in the Women's Royal Rumble. Now, she could have talked to Tony Khan a long time ago when she appeared at Wembley and have signed a contract, and we just haven't heard of it because there hasn't been creative for her. I'm spitballing. I'm just talking. I have no news there regarding that. It's a possibility. It could happen. We're just going to have to see. And it starts at Full Gear. If she pops up, I'm with it. If she doesn't, it's okay. She could pop up at World's End in December. It's totally fine. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Mercedes Moné does on the, you know, on the surface, on face value. She says she's not going to appear until 2024. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But, any news on Mercedes Moné and, you know, any announcements or whatever, I'll keep you guys tapped in. So yeah, that's that. Let's move on to Cody Rhodes. No, I'm sorry. Full Gear. I'm tripping. Let's talk about Full Gear. Let's talk about the predictions for Full Gear and my thoughts on it. Now, man, Full Gear's card has really been slacking. And I mean slacking in a way where it's like, it's not that interesting. I'm not that excited for it. There are some matches that I'm excited for, but for the most part, it is what it is. Let's start with Orange Cassidy versus Jon Moxley for the AEW International Championship. Excuse me. I'm going to choke for a second. My apologies. Orange Cassidy versus Jon Moxley for the AEW International title. Isn't this title supposed to be the Intercontinental title? Right, that's what it's supposed to be, a workhorse championship. That's what I thought it was. kind of is, kind of being booked like that. In my opinion, this title is Orange Cassidy's title. I mean, every time this title is being defended, Orange Cassidy is, you know, the champion. I think he's like a two-time champion or three-time. I might be incorrect on that. I might be inaccurate on that, but don't hold me to it. He's a fighting champion, is Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy is hurt. He's injured. And I think Jon Moxley is going to exploit that. I think Orange Cassidy is going to lose. And I'm going with Jon Moxley becoming the new AEW International Champion and pretty much holding it down in AEW as he usually is and as he usually does. So my pick is Jon Moxley. So we're going to have a new champ. Hikaru Shida versus Timeless Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Title. Timeless Toni has been great, man. She's so sexual. It's so entertaining. It really is entertaining. I'm vibing with it. Her character has really just been spot on. In my POV point of view, for those that don't know that, Toni Storm has actually been my favorite part in the women's division, and her character work is really top notch. Here's the reality of the situation. Before I say what I have to say, number one, I say what I say and I mean what I say. All right. So anything and everything that I say, I really genuinely mean that. Number two, I don't say things just to get clicks and views, whatever. Social media retention, don't care about that. I care about giving my audience the truth, giving my audience creativity like they've never seen before, pitching ideas that they've never heard before. And I always want to hold the fort down and just do what I do best, you know what I mean, in this space. And my hard work, my creativity is going to get me far, and me being honest. So what I'm about to say is throwing no shade to Hikaru Shida. I love her. I am a fan of Hikaru Shida. Please don't misconstrue my words. In life, I just genuinely don't like that when people misinformation what I say and misinform with what I say, and they kind of twist it and thrown there into their own narrative. Don't do that. Hikaru Shida is great. Her run has been dog shit. Let me correct myself. Let me turn this up a little bit here. One second. Her run, Hikaru Shida's run, has been boo-boo ass. Terrible. Terrible. You got Hikaru Shida, who's a gifted performer. And this is, again, my little rant that I made, you know, in the last episode about the AEW Women's Division. It's like they hot potatoed the title. They don't know. Tony Khan doesn't know who to put it on, but he damn sure knows when they need to lose the title. It's like, come on, yo. I think Toni Storm should have never lost the belt in the first place. I think Toni Storm is going to win this belt. I do. I genuinely believe that Toni Storm is going to win the title. That's my pick. And we're going to see Timeless Toni Storm versus Saraya potentially in a rivalry for the AEW Women's World title. I just don't think Hikaru Shida is going to successfully retain her title. I might be wrong, but that's my piece on that. Should be a good match, though. Should be a real good match, but at some point, either Hikaru Shida retains and has a long reign with it, or Timeless Toni Storm wins the belt and she has a long reign with it. You need something, because this women's division is slacking big time. Next up, we're going to talk about, let's see, Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland. This is in a series. Their last match was really, really good. I was vibing with it big time. I think this match is going to be even better than their first match, their first go around. Swerve should win. I think Swerve should win. He's on a big momentum, man. He really, really is with this new character. The King, I love it, man. He got his posse. I love that shit. I really do. I'm vibing with it. I remember when Swerve and Paige cut that promo, man. It's crazy. Throwing shit at Hangman like, you know, you fucked up. You have no momentum. You're a loser. You're a scapegoat. Where's the Adam Page? Where's the drinking, whooping ass Adam Hangman Page? I haven't seen it. That's what Swerve was pretty much saying. I haven't seen it. Where is it? You don't even want to compete for the world title. What's the fuck? What are you doing? So if you don't want to compete for the world title, motherfucker, I do. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step on your toes. I'm going to walk past your ass. And I'm going to the tippy top. It's like Swerve had to pull out the Adam Hangman Page. He had to pull it out of him. And he did. But I think the best booking decision creatively is for Swerve Strickland to get the win here. So I'm going for Swerve. I think Swerve's going to win. Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland, Edge, versus Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. It's alright. The feud's alright. But where the fuck? I thought we were going to get Christian Cage versus Edge. Let's call him Edge. Edge versus Christian Cage for the TBS Championship. Where's that at? I think we're going to get that next. I don't know. It's a possibility. Who knows? Or maybe Edge turns heel. He sides with Christian, his best friend, his brother. And we build towards Sting versus Edge sometime in 2024 or at that World's End pay-per-view. So it's going to get real spooky. I'm very excited for it. I'm very interested to see where this goes. I know we're eventually going to get Christian versus Edge. I know that. I understand that. That's what we're going to eventually build towards. But a feud with Sting versus Adam Copeland, Edge, and then Adam Copeland versus Darby Allin, I think that'd be pretty cool. So something to look forward to. But I got the babyfaces winning this match. Darby Allin, Sting, and Adam Copeland will defeat Luchasaurus, Nick Wayne, and Christian. We got MJF going 1v1 against Jay White, the Switchblade. It's going to be sick. It's going to be lit. You know, people in the community, it's crazy with both of these individuals. I'm going to start with Jay White first. Oh, Jay White's overrated. Jay White's overhyped. Jay White isn't special. You can't build your brand around someone like Jay White. Nigga, are you for real? You know, and I always say this, and I genuinely mean this. Everybody is entitled to their own opinions. There might be people that are listening to this right now that do not think that Jay White is top tier. They don't think Jay White is in the A category. They don't. And that's cool. Again, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But I'm gonna check you. Jay White, in my opinion, is an A-plus player. Jay White is a man that you can build your brand around, because there's not a lot of people in this business that you can look at and be like, I could build my brand around that individual. On God, you can do that with Jay White. I'm not going to name how many people you can do it, but it's not a lot. It's not a lot in this game. It's not. But Jay White is on that list, whether you want to admit it or not. That's it. Simple. And that's how I feel about it. You can definitely build your brand around someone like Jay White. Simple. So y'all got to stop with the hate on Jay White. I'm not understanding. Look at the run that he's been having on AEW TV. And it's crazy because there's people in the community, in the space, that are saying, oh, Jay White's running AEW's been dog shit. Nah, nigga, you just haven't been paying attention. Or nah, nigga, you're not fans of Jay White, which is cool. I am. I've been a fan of Jay White. I'm not one of these hopper fans. Oh, now I'm a fan of Jay White. Nah, nigga, I've been a fan of Jay White since his days in New Japan Pro Wrestling. I mean, he put on a banger this year with Okada at Wrestle Kingdom. Come on, bro. Jay White is him. Jay White is a beast. Give him his flowers, man. Give him his flowers. MJF. I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible. Everybody is entitled to their own opinions. Now that's out of the way. If you are a fan in the wrestling space that says MJF's boring, MJF brings nothing to the table, he's not a 5-tool player, you can't build your brand around someone like MJF, I'm just going to tell you, as nicely as I can, please sit your fucking ass down and put your phone away. Don't tweet. You think that type of opinion? Think it to yourself. Don't put it out on Twitter. If you're one of these fans that says that MJF is not a 5-tool player, he's not the Roman Reigns of AEW, you fucking for real. That is a hot boo-boo ass opinion and mindset. MJF is undoubtedly the Roman Reigns of AEW. Period. Look at the way he's been presented and tell me he's not the version of Roman Reigns in AEW. Come on, yo. Be smart to the game, man. Be smart. MJF, his run is going to be similar to Roman Reigns unless he gets hurt, suspended, or they really go in a completely different direction. It don't look like that's going to happen. Nah, it's not going to happen. I love Jay White. I'm a fan of Jay White, and I do want him one day to win the AEW world title, but not right now. Not right now. I'm going with MJF. I think MJF's going to retain. He's going to get the dub. He's going to remain AEW world champ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We also have the women, Chris Statlander, Sky Blue, Red Velvet. I know somebody else is in there. Fatal 4-Way women's match for the TBS Championship. What's going on? What's going on? I love Chris Statlander. Her character work has been tremendous. Tony Khan, let me talk to you, man. Seems like I always have to talk to you about the women's division. I got love for you, man. I really do. You have done a shit job at booking the women's division. There's not going to be a lot of people in the wrestling space that say that. Maybe they want a job. It is what it is. I want a job too. I would love to be in the business. But I'm not going to sit here and lie when we're all watching the same exact thing. See, that's what kills me. You got people in this space. We're all watching the same thing. Yeah, you might have a different opinion than I do. But if we're all watching the same thing and you see what's going on and the women's division is not booked properly, and then you're going to sit here and tell me, oh, yeah, it's booked properly. Bro, a couple seconds ago, you literally told me it wasn't booked properly. You agreed with me. And then now when you're on the pod, oh, yeah, the women's division is being booked properly. I see how you rock. It's all good. Listen, the women's division is dog shit. Okay? It's terrible. Chris Statlander deserves better. Her reign deserves better. Because her reign has not been very good. Hikaru Shida deserves better. Her reign has not been booked very well at all. That is not their fault. I'm fans of both ladies. And this particular Chris Statlander. Give her substance. Give her something, you know, to feel like I need a fight to retain my title. Because she doesn't have that right now. She's Batman. She does not have her Joker. See, there's a lot of people in AEW that, you know, they might be a Batman, but they don't have a Joker. Chris Statlander is one of those people. Got to do better. You got to do better, AEW. I think Chris Statlander will retain no matter what. Who her next opponent is, I have no idea. I really don't. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So it's going to be interesting. I am not sure if I'm going to be able to review Full Gear. I might check it out later, but we'll see. But again, I'll keep you guys updated and shit like that. So let's talk about Cody Rhodes. Let's talk about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes, he ain't worried about The Rock. He did an interview with Busted Open Radio, and they were talking about many topics, and he brought up his thoughts on The Rock potentially taking his spot at WrestleMania 40 against Roman Reigns. Let's listen to what Cody Rhodes had to say.
Which I was watching live because I love Pat. He could have come on there and run me down, and I still would have the highest respect for the great one. He's honestly a model superstar for anybody who wants to just supersede all expectations. With that said, though, no matter what he said, I'm not flinching. And I feel like if The Rock and I were in the same room, he would expect nothing less from me. If you think it's somebody else, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you know it's me. And that's the same attitude that The Rock had when he was climbing the ladder. I don't care who it is. And if that happens to be The Rock, if that happens to be anybody who comes into this fray, a wonderful superstar like LA Knight, an absolutely stellar performer like Sami Zayn, who him and I went toe-to-toe in a way last year, line them up, and I'm just going to do everything I can to outrun them. I certainly am, and I mean that with the utmost respect to them. I wasn't shook at all by Rock's big day out. If Rock's part of WrestleMania 40, that would be outstanding. He should be. It's The Rock, but I don't think he'll be in my spot. The Rock.
Talk that talk, Cody. Talk that fucking talk, boy. Fuck is you talking about? No, nigga, The Rock is not taking Cody Rhodes' spot. Man, Cody Rhodes, I love it. Love the arrogance. Love the cockiness. You feel me? You gotta have that. Cody Rhodes pretty much said, this is pretty much what he said. Rock, I don't give a fuck if you coming back or not. That spot at WrestleMania 40, that's just mine. I'm taking the title off your cousin. Rather you or him like it or not. That's my fucking spot. I lost last year. I got cheated out the world title. You could be a part of it, and I'm going to still win that fucking belt. You ain't beating me. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't taking my goddamn spot. It's not happening. I hope that plays into the storyline, because that was a That was real perfect. You really felt that from Cody as well, too. Like, you really, really felt that realness and that rawness with Cody Rhodes. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see where WWE does. Because as much as I want to say Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40 for the world title, there's a little part of me that feels WWE is going to either do a... I swear to God, if they do this, I'm going to get pissed. Triple H, listen, bro. Listen, let me talk to you real quick, King. You better not do a triple threat match between The Rock, Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes. On God, I'm going to be pissed. I don't think you're going to do that, though. I think you're going to give it to Cody Rhodes. You're going to give him Roman, and he's going to beat Roman Reigns. You would think. Right? I think if Roman Reigns retains at WrestleMania 40, he's going to be inching closer to beating Hulk Hogan's record, being number 3 all time. I think WWE might want to do that. Damn, that'd be crazy if they fuck up Cody 2 years in a row. Because then at that point, what's the point of Cody Rhodes coming into the WWE if his mission statement was to become the world champion? Come on, yo. That's crazy. I love that Cody Rhodes was arrogant, cocky. You gotta be if you want to be on top of the kingdom. You know what I mean? No pun intended. So it's going to be interesting to see where WWE goes, to see if we're really going to get Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, or are we actually going to get Roman Reigns versus The Rock with Cody Rhodes facing somebody else at WrestleMania? And no, he's not facing Seth Rollins. Well, actually, he can, but that would be... Nah, man, I'm not trying to see that. That spot for the World Heavyweight title, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That spot against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania for the world title, that spot is reserved for Gunther. Case closed. I got one more conversation here. This one's pretty long, but this one is Logan Paul. And I'm just going to tell you right now, Logan Paul gets it. I am very happy that Logan Paul is the United States champion. My match at WrestleMania for Logan Paul is LA Knight for the US title. But I'll bring this up. I wouldn't even be mad if we get Logan Paul versus John Cena for the United States championship. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's a possibility. But I think there's a good chance we might get LA Knight versus Logan Paul for the US title. Again, I have no idea. We can get Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul for the United States championship. Logan Paul's going to be in a high-profile match at WrestleMania, as he deserves to. He has been the greatest celebrity turned pro wrestler in the history of WWE. And I'm so happy that he's doing this thing, quote-unquote, full-time. As he, quote-unquote, retired from boxing. Do I believe that? Of course not. I think he'll box for the right bank, as we will. So we'll see. But I'm going to play the audio clip, the full audio clip of Logan Paul being United States champion.
People know this. I wasn't like a diehard WWE fan. I was a casual fan. I've always had so much respect for the sport. I always thought it was so cool. I had my favorite wrestlers growing up, but I wasn't watching Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown every day like some people are doing now, you know?
That, you know, I respect Logan Paul even more so for that, because he was being real authentic. He didn't say that just, I would say, to get sympathy from people. He genuinely means that. He was a casual here from time to time. I like that. Shout out to Logan Paul.
But they asked me, like, what does this belt mean? Like, what is it exactly? And even to me, when I was an outsider, I don't think I really understood what the belts meant. And now that I'm in the industry and I'm learning from my peers around me, and I have such respect for the art of wrestling, because it's by far the hardest thing I've ever done. It's much harder than boxing. Boxing is about navigating stress, I think, because the hard work comes natural for boxers. They tend to just, you know, get in the gym, do their work, But it's stressful. There's a lot of pressure. And if you can navigate stress well, which I can, wrestling's much harder because it's a 360-degree art. There are so many things involved in this sport that make it extremely difficult. So people ask me, you know, like, what's so special about the belt? What does it mean? And to me, it's a symbol of accomplishment and trust in the craft and the human.
Logan Paul, man. I would love to interview Logan Paul. I really would love to interview Logan Paul. That was one of the best responses when it comes to not only a celebrity turned wrestler, but one of the best, you know, responses when it comes to somebody winning a championship. Yeah, Logan Paul gets it.
The WWE doesn't just give this belt to someone. It is them entrusting you with their publicly traded company worth $4 billion at the moment. Like, it's a big deal that they stamp you and are willing to say you're significant enough and have done enough disruption in our company for us to put one of our titles on you. There's only what, like four or five? Like, there's not that many of them, and there's a bunch of people on the roster. And so winning this for me was such a achievement, because in that moment when my hand was raised and they handed me this shiny, heavy belt, the United States champion, I just saw my whole life in front of my eyes, all my ups, all my downs, even from when I was a kid, from almost dying when I hit my head on a trampoline 1 inch away from my temple. I have a metal plate in my head now. The injuries I suffered in high school, writing down on a piece of paper, I will be the best, I will be a champion, I will be better, faster, stronger than I was last year, I will excel, and manifesting a future so bright that I didn't even know it was possible. Then all of a sudden, one day, I'm in Saudi Arabia performing for 10,000 people and millions at home, holding the United States champion, a homegrown kid who worked his ass off. And at one point in my life, when I was a little kid, held the little WWE belt on my shoulder. And now I have a real one that's mine. And it's a dream I never thought I could accomplish, because I just never thought it was possible. Like, what simulation are we living in? But it was such a special moment, because it's so symbolic of all the things I have overcome and how hard I've worked to be where I am today.
Shout out to Logan Paul, man. Oh, God. You know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he is the United States champion. And I think he's going to do very well in the WWE. Well, he already has been doing very well in the WWE, but he will continue to do very well in the WWE. The question is, will Logan Paul ever win the World Heavyweight Championship? Or will Logan Paul ever win, or even sniff an opportunity to win the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship? I mean, we all thought he would never win a United States Championship. So what the fuck am I here to say? Oh, he's never going to win the Undisputed Universal Champ. I don't know that. We don't know that. He might actually win the title. He might actually win the World Heavyweight title. We don't know. Anything's possible. They trust him that much to win the United States Championship. I wonder who he's going to lose the title to, though. That's who I'm interested to find out. When is he going to lose the championship, and who will he eventually drop the championship to? That is going to be something very, very interesting when the time comes. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to give you guys my thoughts on that Logan Paul thing, because it was very interesting. Again, shout out to the Impulsive Pod, and shout out to Logan Paul, man, for real. I want to end it with this little conversation here. Randy Orton, Team Cody Rhodes, next Saturday, everybody is assuming that we are going to get Team Cody Rhodes going out and getting the return of Randy Orton. Miss Randy Orton, really. I can't wait for him to come back. He's been thoroughly missed. Now, there is some conversation in the wrestling space who Cody Rhodes is going to go after. I say there's two people or three people. There's Randy Orton, which, I mean, common sense, right? He is friends with Cody Rhodes. And he has a beef with the Judgment Day, you know? So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what happens with Randy Orton. The other two names, the first one I'd say, Kevin Owens makes sense. He's friends with Sami Zayn. He's friends with Cody Rhodes, and he has a history with the Judgment Day. Makes sense. LA Knight, you know, I would say friends with Cody, sorta, but he has beef with Judgment Day as well too. Randy Orton does not have a beef with Judgment Day, but he's friends with Cody Rhodes. They were in Legacy together with Ted DiBiase. I remember that faction. That faction was pretty cool. I was pretty interested in that faction. But I think if I had to shoot a three at whatever basket, I'm going to shoot it at the Randy Orton basket. I think it's going to be Randy Orton. I did hear rumors that WWE might actually announce Cody Rhodes' last partner a week before Survivor Series instead of doing it at Survivor Series. I don't give a fuck when they do it at Survivor Series, a week before Survivor Series. Give me Randy Orton back. That's all I'm asking. That's it. So it's going to be very interesting. I want to make this point before I get out of here. I seen people again react to the troll job that CM Punk has been doing on social media. He did it yesterday. So he did a gift of the devil or something, him turning into one. And you got this devil storyline in AEW. You got the Survivor Series in Chi-Town, his hometown. Just everybody stay calm, cool, collected. If he appears at, hey man, fuck it. He could appear at full gear on God. That nigga could appear at full gear, bro. It's a possibility. I have no idea. He could appear at Survivor Series. Have no idea. He could appear at the Royal Rumble. Have no idea. So we don't know. All right. Everyone's just excited right now. You know, wrestling's hot. And wrestling is really needed for CM Punk because wrestling's in a better place with CM Punk there. So everyone's going to be on pins and needles on AEW Full Gear this Saturday. He might appear. He might not. We don't know. And then everyone and their mother next Saturday night on the WWE Network on Peacock at Survivor Series in Chicago, Illinois. Everybody is going to be anticipating and actually expecting CM Punk to appear. If he doesn't appear, I just need people to relax. Survivor Series is going to be a good show no matter what. You got two unbelievable War Games matches. The undercard is kind of actually it is lacking. It's fucking terrible. But the two War Games matches are going to hold it down. You got the return of Randy Orton coming back. You got Drew McIntyre shaking the hand of Rhea Ripley, which was crazy. That crowd absolutely booing the fuck out of Drew McIntyre. Love it. So there's a lot going on in WWE. There's a lot going on in AEW. We're going to see where CM Punk fits. Does he fit in WWE or does he fit in AEW? Time will tell. Either he returns at Survivor Series or maybe he's revealed as the devil. Or he waits and returns at World's End. Maybe he ends the world of MJF and ends the title reign. Or he returns in January at the 2024 Royal Rumble. We'll see. I throw out all the variables. We'll see what happens. I can't wait. And I can't wait for y'all to listen to this podcast. I appreciate the support. Thank you for the love. Again, support me on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover. Work don't stop. I'm going to keep trucking, doing my thing. And again, I appreciate the support. I genuinely do. So until next time, guys, I'm Jordan Turner. I'm host of The Wrestling Takeover. Later.